Rightio, Thursday. We say this every Thursday when Auntie and I get together. I cannot believe it's Thursday again. Health, fitness, and well-being. Looking pretty fit and healthy and well-being-ish there, mate.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Feel good. Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah, just talking about you up at the show on Saturday, the fireworks up at the Waroona show. Pretty awesome.
Mate, it was great. It always is. We go every year. Yeah. We'll try to go every year, support the local show. And I've got to give it to them, mate. The fireworks, they seem to get better and better every year. The kids love it.
Yeah.
It's actually nice just to wind down, mate, and especially I like it because you see all the people from Mandra as well. Everybody's there.
I know.
And generally most people from Waroona come to Mandra anyway, so it's good to, you know, catch up with everyone.
Yeah.
And, that's become our local show, I guess. So, no, it's great. I enjoyed it.
You get the feeling of a bit of a community, don't you, Wendy? Yeah, because everyone see, there's what's his name.
Yeah, do, and it feels good.
Mates, I've got a sore back, and you're going to cure it for me today, I believe. 9581366 if you've got a question to do with your back. I mean, your back is incredibly important. It does an amazing job. We often abuse it all of our lives until we get to the point where we realise we've been doing something wrong because we end up with back pain. There's a bunch of things you can do to alleviate the pain and some of the symptoms that go with it, whether it's lower back, mid or high or whatever. Mm. So, in your experience, you see a lot of people coming in. Are most people just have developed sore backs? Have they done something specifically that have hurt their back? Or?
Well, most people, you generally get your people that have done something that's created an injury.
Yep.
But you've also got people that have said, look, I don't know what I've done, but I've got a really sore back today. And I get it. We get it day in, day out.
Mm.
And what I wanted to make people aware of is there's a couple of things you can do yourself at home to test to see if it is something else causing that lower back pain. Because it's not generally, it's not specifically a disc or a facet joint or you know, a nerve impingement. It doesn't necessarily have to be that to get your back pain.
Right, okay.
And this is what a lot of people, once we give them a little bit of a stretch, they stand up and they'll say, now, how's your back pain now? And they're like, wow.
Hamstrings,
it's gone. Exactly. So the first muscle group, well, there's two main muscle groups we'll look at. The first one's your hamstring, and the second one's your quadriceps, which are the hamstrings are at the back of your legs, obviously, and the quadriceps are at the front.
Oh, the quads can affect your back as well.
Mm, absolutely.
Is that right? Absolutely. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because what happens is it's quite simple, really. There's a little test you can do when you're standing up. Obviously, hold onto a wall, right? Yep. And you'll grab your leg from the back. So grab your foot.
Yeah.
Pull your foot up and see if you can put your heel on your bottom.
Yep.
Without any tension down the front of your leg. Now, bearing in mind, your front leg must be parallel with the other leg. It can't be sticking forward.
Yep.
So if it's parallel with the other leg, it's nice and straight.
Yep.
Your back's nice and straight. You're not bent over. And your heel can touch your bottom without any tension down the front of the leg.
Right.
Then that's acceptable.
Right, okay.
Now, what I've found in the – I've got people – that I'll do this test on, and they're about 20 centimetres away from their bottom with their heel. And that's pretty bad.
Are we talking young, old?
Doesn't matter. Really? I've got young'uns, you know, old people, I've got, you know, everyone. And it's never an age-specific thing. It can happen to anyone.
So when you say they're 20 centimetres away, and you said that's not a good thing, does that mean their back is restricting them to be able to do that? Or it's not the quadricep, it's back?
Well, what's actually happening, the quadricep ties into your pelvis and into your top of your knee.
Right.
So then what happens there is when the quadricep's tight, it's shorter.
Sure, yeah.
So it pulls the pelvis forward. So like a forward tilt.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So let's just say you've got 20 centimetres away from your heel to your bottom on the right leg.
Yep.
Then we do another test. Get your other leg. This is for everyone to do at home. This is an easy test.
Yep.
Get your other leg. Yep. Try and pull that up. So your left or your right leg or your left leg first. Pull that up and note or get someone to measure. If you can't put your heel on your bottom clearly, you need to know how far away it is compared to the other side. Now, it could be an inch away. It might not be. A lot of people can touch their bottom with ease, no problem. There's no tension.
Okay.
So in that case, they're level. The worst thing that can happen is you've got one, you can touch your heel on your bottom, and the other leg you can't. Right. So hence the pelvis is a little bit slightly tilted out of whack.
Okay.
That alone can cause back pain.
Okay. Then, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, give it a go, mate.
I'm going to give it a back. Right now. Live in the studio. So I'm going to, my hand against the wall.
That's it. So you don't lose your balance.
I can't even reach the foot.
That's it. Now, that's it. Put your heel. Try and put your heel.
I can't do it.
See, that's tight, isn't it?
It's a pain down my quadricep. It's okay. Excruciating.
Now, try the other one, Pete. Give the other one a go, mate. Now, how's that one compared to the left to the right?
It's worse because that's my leg I broke, so I don't have that kind of...
Yeah. Now, bearing in mind, bearing in mind, if people have had knee operations, that will be a lot restricted with someone who's had a knee reconstruction. But see, what we can do, you do that on a daily basis. Get up off your chair and do that stretch.
Try and do that.
Just try and get your heel on your bottom. And you saw that for yourself. Wasn't too bad. I've seen worse than that.
Yeah, I'm fairly flexible around there, but I do have a lot of lower back pain because what I do every morning and have done for the last 20 years, when I finish my shower, I make the water really hot and I bend over and I stretch both of my hamstrings.
I do that as long as I can. Yeah.
And it hurts and I do them with my exercises earlier than that. And then I get up and sort of, I rock my pelvis with the hot water on. If I don't do that.
Yeah. You can't move properly.
No.
So it's restricting.
But I never thought about doing the quads before. Well,
that's important. A lot of people base it
on
the
my back. Yeah.
and bearing in mind, you can see that you felt the tightness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'll guarantee anyone listening out there, I will guarantee if you do that when you've got a sore back and they're tight, give it 20 to 30 second hold. Hold it against you.
Wow.
Yeah. As tight it is, give it. I mean, it's got to be a slight discomfort, not a discomfort where you're excruciating pain.
Yeah.
There's a slight discomfort. Mm. Try stretching the both of them evenly and then just see if that's alleviated even a little bit of pain out of your back.
Right.
Then you go to the back and work the hamstring.
Right.
Now, the worst thing people do with the hamstring is they go straight to the floor from in a standing up position.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that doesn't really stretch the hamstring by itself because you curve your back.
Yeah, sure.
So you're not really effectively stretching the hamstring.
Yep.
The best thing to do with your hamstring is start from the calf. So you put your foot up against the wall.
Yeah.
Right? I'm hoping people... It's hard to explain on the phone.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
Or on air. So... If you put your foot up against the wall so your heel's on the ground and your foot's on the wall, just imagine that, right?
Yeah.
And then pull your body forward toward the wall.
Okay.
And see if your calf, the muscle on top behind your leg, is tight. Start with that one first.
Yep.
Because that's generally the worst bit.
Shall I try it?
Give it a go, mate.
Yep. I'll give it a go.
You may as well.
The boss would come and say, get your feet off the wall. So bottom of the wall or up on the wall?
Yeah, put your heel on the floor and the foot up against the wall if you're going to put it on an accelerator pedal, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now put your pelvis in towards the wall slowly, Pete, slowly.
Oh, okay.
Now can you feel that tightness?
Oh.
You see that?
That's in my right buttock where my...
There you go. So that's actually travelling all the way from your calf right up to your glutes.
Straight away.
There you go. Now try the other one. Give it a go.
I can reach the wall.
Pelvis. Yeah, go easy, mate. That's it. So you got to be very, very gentle with stretching. Go easy. That's it. Slowly. And stretching's meant to be enjoyable. You've got to enjoy it.
Can you feel that, mate? Yeah. That's where my pain's coming from.
So that's tight calves as well, right? And then once you've done that one, you work from... So we're trying to eliminate areas first. So you've done your quad, you've done your calf, then you work your back of your leg, which is the hamstring. Best way to do that one is the sit and reach. So everybody's seen that sit and reach. So you put your back up against the wall.
Yep.
And put your tailbone so that it's flat up against the wall.
Yep.
You're sitting on the floor and then pull your toes back toward you. Then see if you can touch your toes with your fingertips. Now, everyone should be able to touch their toes. And that's acceptable. We used to do, I should have explained this. I used to do rehabilitation. Before I moved to Mandra, my job in Edgewater in Joondalup, used to be exercise rehabilitation and weight loss. That's all I used to do.
Wow.
So I was dealing with medical centres, insurance claims, trying to get people on their feet to go back to work.
Yep.
And a lot of this got them back on their feet.
Wow.
And in the end, I mean, you had your protruding discs and you know, there's going to be people with bulging discs. 80% of the 80% of the of population's got degeneration of the discs.
Yeah.
So there's nothing we can do about that. That's like a rust problem. You're never going to fix that.
Yeah.
But you can prevent pain.
Okay.
So that's what I used to specialize in. So I'm not just pulling this out of my hat. So at the end
I'm
of the day,
glad you said hat.
Yep,
pulling it out. But in all seriousness, that a lot of that paint, I was doing that for literally 3 or 4 exactly. seconds, and it already feels
it's amazing.
Feels better. I do other stretches, but not. They don't feel like that.
Not specific.
No. That was awesome, that one.
And it's funny because when I'm personal training clients throughout the day, I do this all day, day in, day out, and it's like a broken record for me. So, but when I've got someone new, they're like, oh, God, that's tight, or oh, wow, that hurts, or I'm like, well, you clearly, no one stretches. Not many people do. We do, but not many people do.
It seems strange that something you have to do just as, you're suggesting that people should do it every day is just a part and parcel of your day.
Look, when I was at doing rehabilitation, what I tried to get people, and I used to do it in the city council and the shire and stuff like that, I used to go to their workplaces and try and help people before they got an injury.
Right.
To do some sort of 10, 15 minute stretches. We used to do it in the offices and they used to love it.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And the reason being behind that, the council saw it that it'll prevent injury, right? Even people sitting at a desk all day, your muscles bind up and tight, they tighten. People that haven't got a real active job, even people that have got active jobs and not such sedentary work, they still got tight muscles that need straight, oh, I'm fine, I don't have any pain.
Yeah.
You still need to stretch.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
even if you don't want to, do those couple of tests every now and then, make sure your heel can touch your bottom, make sure your calf against the wall.
Yep.
Bringing your pelvis toward the wall and the hamstring. Those three stretches alone can alleviate an immense amount of pain if you're in pain.
Now, we're talking about the lower back, are we? Generally
lower back pain.
Those exercises will affect your lower back?
Generally,
And other back issues, what do we do with middle and high?
Believe it or not, pain can actually move. From one end to another, through your nervous system.
It's called referred pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So, you know, you might have a tight hamstring on your left side and the other one's quite loose, tilting your pelvis backward.
Right.
Or in a wrong position.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, therefore, it might travel a little bit further up your back. So you might have a mid-thoracic pain in the middle of your shoulder blades.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once that gets sore, then it goes up to the neck.
Yeah.
But it all relates. Everything relates. We're all linked.
It's all connected, yeah.
We're all linked. So even arms should stretch your arms. You know, if you can put – I've asked people to put their hand in the small – on their neck, the back of their neck.
Yep.
And they can't touch.
Yep, yep.
See? You're good. Yours is good. Just these little tests every day.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's easy.
There you
for
go.
Me.
That's good. But there's people that can't do it, and they're like this.
Yeah.
Which means the muscle at the back of your arms is tight.
Yeah.
The triceps really tight.
Yeah.
And you know, little things like that, and you can. Stretching's a great thing. You know, even if you're not one to exercise, you don't want to go to the gym. Mm. Stretching's fantastic, and you can go to classes to stretch. You can call us up. You can come down and see us. We'll give you a bit of paper to show you all the stretches to do.
Okay,
and it's a good well-being, health and well-being.
Yeah,
that's probably the most important thing is stretching.
That's in all seriousness. I can't feel my back pain in my back at the moment. Go.
And sitting in the seat all day there too. That's gonna.
Well,
take
I drive for an hour to work,
and
then jump straight in front of a computer, and then jump into the studio, and then jump back into my car, and then go home and sit back down when I get home.
But it's life, mate. Everybody does it, don't we? And we don't think about it.
Yeah.
But stretching, even if you gave yourself say 15-20 minutes a day, that's not a lot of time.
No.
And look,
that's amazing.
If it's going to alleviate pain, it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth it because there's nothing worse than living in life with pain.
No, that's true. Look, and I am disciplined to do my routine every morning, but what you've just shown me is far more effective, I think. So, fantastic. It's been incredibly valuable. So, dear listener, I can feel that it actually works. Yeah. Those three stretches. If you've got some lower back pain, give it a try. Even when I'm sitting in here after a while, I lean right back in my seat and I curve my back and it cracks all the way up and I feel
reversing
so
the curve.
So much looser.
And it's good to do after, say, like you were saying, you travel a lot, Pete, as well in the car. It is good to get out and have a quick stretch.
Yep.
Because even the pec muscles, which are the muscles in your chest,
when
they tighten, it pulls your shoulder inwards, which ends up with a rounded back.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So you've got to tighten. You've got to pull your arms back.
Yep.
And stretch them as well daily.
Yeah.
It's not a, I mean, I do it day in, day out because it's my job as well.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm always demonstrating stretches, which take, you know, touch wood, it helps.
Because
when I went to Italy, I didn't do that every day.
Yeah.
And my back was killing me.
Wow.
And I sat there and wondered, wow, what have I done? I couldn't work it out. And then I realized I'd done the two, check the quads.
Yeah.
My left side was so tight, I couldn't even pick it up off the floor. Like you did, you know, you said I couldn't pick it up.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And this is from a guy who does this day in, day
that's
out.
That's right, that's right.
So what's it like for everyone that don't do it at all? My goodness.
There's people out there that would be in excruciating pain.
Yep.
But if they just got to do it slowly. Don't go jumping into a big stretching routine.
No, no.
If you want help, they can email us. They can email yourself.
Yep.
There's our website. Contact us through our website, yep, which is bodyworksmandra.com.au. Or give us a call, 9586-3444.
Beautiful.
I'm willing to help anyone who's in pain.
Yeah.
Just to give it a go,
yeah,
before you go saying, I can't work, I can't do this, and I can't do that.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what you can do.
Brilliant, mate. That is fantastic. I'm excited. I can't wait to get up tomorrow morning. And actually, in fact, I'll do it when I get home tonight, try those stretches and see how I feel.
Go for it, buddy.
Good stuff, mate. Great to see you again. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Pete.
Cheers.